www.neptunetheater.com. Drop by during our open house on September 8th for treats, tours, and to book your tickets. Or call 429-7070 today.
And we're back. My name is Jack Ward, and you're listening to the Sonic Society. And I'm talking here with David Koenigsberg, the brilliant mind who conceived and produced the series Soul Patrol. David, how are you today?
Oh, fine. I don't know about brilliance, but okay.
Well, I had a chance to listen to it, and I think it's brilliant. I think it's a lot of fun. In fact, I have a couple of questions specifically about the Soul Patrol, because it's such an interesting series. It seems like it's evolved from a number of different elements. Can you tell me where some of those influences for the characters and concepts came from?
Well, a huge question, but in brief, it's mostly about my love and growing up with 60s television more than anything else, and seeing how the TV industry, the American TV industry, has changed all too often for the worse over the years. So I really miss those fantasy, sci-fi, witchcraft type shows from back then. The other huge influence has been a punk rock and new wave. I was working with Nina Hagen. Do you know who she is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was proposing to do a feature with Nina Hagen and Lena Lovitch, and through the different material that I was proposing, I later took a project, never happened, the feature never got made. But I really loved the material that we were dealing with, and Nina was a huge influence on me, and I took a lot of the stuff we were working on and I changed it into this. She didn't come up with any of the elements of the Soul Patrol. What she came up with was the stuff that she had done in her music, and that had influenced me, and I was trying to come up with a project that would fit her and Lena Lovitch, and that's the way I came up with the Soul Patrol.
Well, how did it come from such a television background and base into radio drama? What did you find appealing about doing it in a radio drama format?
True, another huge question. What had happened was I had always conceived it as a television series, and I had written a number of versions, first as an hour adventure show like Star Trek, mm-hmm. and then I tried a TV movie, and then I tried a half-hour Dragnet format, which had also got its start in radio, but I wasn't even considering that at the time and how important that was. So I came up with doing this as a TV show, a half hour, and no one wanted it. No one got it. No one really got what I was trying to do. And then I got a job over at, I live here in Los Angeles, I'm in Hollywood. I got a job at Fox, 20th Century Fox, and I was getting paid lots of money. And I thought about all the different things I could do with this money. I could save it up for retirement. I could travel the world. Or I could put my money where my mouth was and take this money and turn the Soul Patrol, in my mind, I could turn it into one of two things, either a comic book, a series of comic books, or radio drama. And I picked radio drama because the music was so important to me, and I knew so many actors, and I knew who I wanted to star in it. And although I have a lot of friends who do a lot of art, and I could have just as easily turned it into a comic book, I decided to do it as a radio drama.
Well, this is interesting because Andrew and I have had discussions about, you know, well, what if we created a series and we did it in radio drama first? Would that help as being a proof of concept somewhere down the line to show it as a television series? Is that in the back of your head as well? Is like, look, I can make it work in radio drama. It sounds great. It's a great story. Why not make this jump into television?
That's exactly what I was thinking. And let me tell you, don't do it. No, it hasn't been all that bad. There is such a resistance, and you talk to any radio drama producer, and you guys have done it yourself, so you know, and they will tell you there is such resistance to just words and music. And the part that I didn't count on was people here, especially in this business, I don't know about the CBC up north, but down here in Hollywood, they love the pictures, and they'll snap up a comic book just like that. They see it. They look at the pictures, and they go, wow, that looks cool. doesn't matter if it's a good idea or not. So many of these comic books make lousy film, and you're about to see if you turn into TV series.
That's true.
Just turned on by the pictures. So, but once I get people to listen, to actually, they think it's like pulling teeth. But once I get them to listen, they instantly get what the show is about. And then it has helped me get to a number of places and do a number of things.
Well, that brings me to the next question. So tell me about the response that you have gotten now that you've made this series.
Well, I was really surprised about the response I haven't gotten. I thought for sure that a lot of my Christian friends, a lot of my Jewish friends, and especially after 9/11, because I came up with this way before then, I thought I was going to get a lot of criticism and the death threats and everything that goes along with that.
All the good stuff.
Yes. All the special benefits.
All the special benefits that make you know that you are indeed making an impact in people's lives.
Yeah, but I never wanted to that way. I really
no,
didn't.
Of course
and so
not.
So I took great pains in developing the material and writing the scripts and
certainly
editing it and the way things are presented. I was always aware and conscious of that, but I thought, oh, man, what kind of reaction am I going to get here? And surprisingly, I have not received a single complaint out of the easily, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of plays this series has received over the Internet. It's put on the Internet first. It's been heard all around the world. I've tracked some of the hits. A lot of religious groups have all listened to it and have listened to every episode religiously. And I have not got a single complaint, so I guess I've been doing the right thing.
That's fantastic. It's very difficult to be able to have, you know, such a... Because the topic itself is a controversial topic. Anytime you bring out anything to do with life, death, beliefs... Spirituality, you get that kind of, you know, you can get resistance from different, because everybody sees it in different ways. So I guess my next question is, you know, what's the writing process for you? Where do your ideas come from?
Well, they're all from true stories. None of these things are really made up. I mean, if you listen to this series, you'll hear about how I say that heaven is like this huge bureaucracy. Well, that's not from a true story, but the things, the unexplainable phenomena that happen to people, all of that is true, all that has happened, and some people say, well, that's not heaven, that's just luck, that's just fate, that's the way these things happen, and I think a lot of that is true. I don't think a lot of times that things come from some sort of cosmic force, but there are others that I do think, and they've happened to me, and I go, well, how did this happen? And I think about it, and I go, well, probably because I was doing this wrong, or maybe I should reconsider that. So for me, I take unexplained phenomena. I attach a heavenly reason behind it, and then there's the drama, the realization that comes to the people within the story, or the Soul Patrol themselves, the girls who... create the ironies for people, for us here, to learn our lessons.
It's interesting because the girls themselves are often fighting against the bureaucracy of heaven, and I'm wondering if do you really think where are you using it? It sounds to me like your stories have a whole lot more to say about down here on Earth than they do about actual heavenly things
that
are happening. Exactly.
In fact, my stories have got nothing to do with heaven in reality. It's not about heaven. It's great for humor. We get a lot of humor out of it. We get a lot of drama. It's a bureaucracy that we can identify with. But what the series is truly about is why we treat each other this way. Why are we doing this to one another? And why do I think that, or why does this person think this? And I always try to get the audience to violently agree or disagree with what's going on, and then I try to, like, well, stop and think about this. Consider this other person's point of view, or why are you thinking, you know, this way? Shouldn't you, you know, reconsider why you're thinking this way? It all boils down to how we treat one another and how we need to consider one another.
And I think that comes very clearly through the stories.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of the things that I like about it is the relationship between the two Soul Patrol members. And I guess my question is, it seems like you've got, at least from what I can tell, a bit of a story arc with their characters. Do you have something in mind as to where you want to see them both get to?
Oh, absolutely. Every character has a huge arc, and we actually introduce a third member in the 7th episode, and in the 14th episode, which I'm practically through writing. I've been working on shows 14 through 21.
Wow.
We introduce a fourth member. Altogether, there'll be 7, but each member has their own problem and problems that they need to get over. Some of them will work out some of their problems. Others will not. And there's all sorts of surprises for all of them. But the arcs for those characters, they're huge. They would be easily over 100 episodes. I just hope one day I get to do that.
The Sonic Society will return after this brief station break.
This Friday at the Greywood, CKDU 97.5 FM presents the Dalhousie First Class Bash, featuring music from Halifax bands Windham Earl and Great Plains, followed by some awesome CKDU DJs. That's the First Class Bash, Friday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Greywood in the Dal Sub. Admission is free.
You're right by the stairs. And now the weather for Halifax for September the 6th. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of 13. Wednesday, sunny with wind becoming southwest at 20 kilometers an hour.